PFAS, or perfluoroalkyl substances, are a family of chemicals that have been found across the state and are linked to cancer, among other health problems. Several sites of PFAS pollution have been found at current and former military bases. U.S. Congressman Dan Kildee supported a provision which would require the Department of Defense to phase out the use of two major PFAS by 2029. A second measure would require PFAS-free water be made available for agricultural use in areas where contamination exceeds the EPA advisory level of 70 parts per trillion.
I just can't understand why the president would not be willing to commit to clean up the problem that the Defense Department has made, that the federal government has contributed to. It's beyond comprehension.
In the statement on a proposed veto, the Trump administration wrote that requiring the DOD to provide clean water could have a significant impact on the department's mission. I'm Ben Thorpe.